You found it. The internet's redhotradio.fm. Oak Park, Chicago, Illinois. Redhotradio.fm.
Yakira Levi here with Dr. Wilbur Rimes. He is a doctor of oriental medicine. He also provides martial arts classes. I'd like to get into some of the details of what he actually provides. He specializes in acupuncture, yes, with the needles, but that is to redirect and bring signals to the brain to help with healing in certain areas, and also to redirect the flow of energy, etc., etc. Give Dr. Wilbur Rimes a call and he'll explain more if you need a full lesson on what acupuncture is all about. He also specializes in injury treatment. Now, this is something that's new to me, but I learned a little bit about it from him. Broken bones, sprains, inflammation, pain, and so on. So give him a call to find out more about that as well. Homeopathic remedies, herbs, Qigong is one of his specialties. And this is a breathing technique that strengthens and builds within. Give him a call to get more information on Qigong. And then he teaches martial arts classes. The specialty is in Juuk Lum, Southern Praying Mantis style. These martial arts classes that he provides are Tuesday and Thursday at 10 a.m. And then there's another class at 6 p.m. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, he holds classes at 10 a.m. and 12 noon. If you need additional hours or additional services or house calls or whatever, give him a call directly and he is happy to handle that with you. Just for the record, Dr. Wilbur Rimes has been practicing oriental medicine and martial arts since 1985. Okay, this is Yakira Levi and I am here with one of the elders, one of our greats. Okay. Oh. A lot of people don't realize the resources that we have in this area in our community. So I'd like to take the time to let you guys in on the wisdom and the knowledge of Dr. Wilbur Rimes. All right. Talk to us. Tell us who you are.
Yeah. Yeah, my name is Dr. Wilbur Rimes. I do practice oriental medicine, which is composed of acupuncture, moist buckskin, herbs. Also do homeopathic medicine, which is internal natural medicine. I also do, it's called Dittdajow or hip medicine for injuries, which is certain types of liniments, with certain type of massage. And I also do Qigong for healing. Qigong will keep you healthy if you're healthy and maintain health. If you're ill, it can help heal.
Okay, so tell everybody what Qigong, what it really entails and what it derives from.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Qigong is a slow motion breathing exercise. Qi, which means breath. Kong or gong, kind of dialect, means exercise. So it basically means breath exercise or breath therapeutics. It opens what we call chi, a life force in the body. Open those areas up. It can be used for weight loss, can be used for arthritic pain, respiratory, etc. A number of illnesses that can't help heal.
So is it like a martial art form?
No, Qigong is health.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess similar to Tai Chi. Qigong, basically you have two basic divisions. You have the Buddhist division and you have the the Taoist division. The Taoist is belongs like the Tai Chi minds is a Buddhist. So the breathing techniques are a little different.
Okay. So what's your mindset while you're practicing this?
Well, to help people.
No, but what is, like, while the person is doing it, what should their mindset
be? Oh, Qigong. Yes. Oh, yeah, Qigong's for help. The mantra, chat, the beginning, the main thing in Qigong is how it begins to relax and control the breath.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the basics.
And breath is life. Breath is everything.
Yeah, it's your life force, yeah.
Okay, okay. All right, so do you want to show us some of the things that you do? There was, like, a few treatments that you said you wanted to talk to us about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like
see, this is the acupuncture. Everybody knows about acupuncture needles. That's, you know, so.
But no, you can still tell us.
Okay, yeah. This acupuncture needle mostly is made out of stainless steel. And these needles go into different acupuncture points. So the theory is that you have qi, right? Qi is your life force. And each organ has a particular energy pathway, which that the energy of qi goes down. That's what we call the meridian. And along that pathway, that qi accumulates, or energy accumulates at certain points. That's the acupuncture point.
Okay.
And so that energy can be blocked by a number of different reasons. It could be, like today, you get cold and damp here. That can get into the body. You can have external stuff, trauma, mental, emotional stuff, of course, dietary stuff, etc.
I love it. So, do you think, now this is a little question, right? Uh-huh. This is coming from a place of ignorance. I don't know. I'm just asking. Yeah. Can you align your chakras using acupuncture or no?
Yeah, because, again, that's...
Because you're clearing blockages,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, meridian. Well, yeah, not really muscle, that conception vessel, meridian is right on the chakra level. A couple of those points are actually on those chakras there.
Beautiful, beautiful. Mm-hmm. All right, so what else do you want to show us?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Moxie, a little less known here.
Yes, I love Moxie.
Moxie, you get basically two types. Yeah, Moxie is made from this plant, a leaf of the mugwort plant, and they take that leaf and dry it. And this one here is what we call the direct Moxie. What we do here, you take it, you can see it. You can roll it maybe about a size of a grain of rice, and I don't know, maybe too small. I can see this one, but with a particular acupuncture point, you'll take like a little Vaseline, whatever, and stand that up and take some incense. You'll light it directly over the point. But what Moxie does is put new energy in the body. Needles do not put nothing new in there. All needles do is unblock and redirect. But if a person is extremely weak or depleted, you have to use Moxie, because the needle has no energy to really contact. So you have to use that Moxie. This is called the direct Moxie, called directly on the skin. There's two types of indirect Moxie.
Now that's the Moxie that I use, the indirect.
Yeah, this one is the smokeless one here. And this is called it's a traditional stick. Traditional stick, as you can see, it's here, and it's in the paper, right?
Yes.
It basically just wrapped up in paper. That's all this one did.
Yes.
But again, it smells like that other stuff. So that's why.
Okay.
I really don't use it that much.
Does it smell like marijuana weed?
Yeah. Well, it's a dried leaf.
Does
right?
it smell like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Sticky,
yeah.
Icky?
It's a dried.
Does it smell like chronic a little bit?
It's a leaf, right? It's dried.
But, and it still helps you feel ivory. So it's back to the plants being,
Yeah. So
cures.
Yeah, this is don't have that smoke. It's the same thing, but just don't have that smoke in it.
Okay.
But again,
so it doesn't smell.
That's why I really don't use this.
So the charcoal based one is.
Yeah,
But
this one, what you do with that direct, right? The card direct is because you put it. You don't touch the skin. You put it right about inch and a half above the particular points. Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. So, this puts new energy in the body.
Yes. All right. So this is Yakira Levi. Like I said, I am here with one of the amazing elders. One of the people that are definitely on my council of elders, somebody that I'm trying to sit at the feet of and learn, because he has so much, like a wealth of information, a wealth of knowledge. He's got information that doctors in the medical field don't even use and don't have. So, like, let me give you an example, because it's easy to just talk about stuff. But let me give you an example that attests to how this man works. Okay, so recently, you here with me, Dr. Wilbur?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, okay. I just want to make sure. I'm just trying to. Okay, so let me just tell you guys this. I have like some tumors on my right side of my body. I have been scheduled. I've already done one surgery to remove two of them. And they did testing and found out that they were not cancerous. So that's great. So now we're going back in to take out the rest of them. It's about four more. Now, these doctors had no idea what was going on. They didn't know what was going on. And, you know, I'm working with spirit and I'm working with just being done with it, just time to get it out. So I'm like, just cut me, because usually I'm not really into that kind of thing and all of that. But at this point, I'm like, just cut them out, cut all of them out. And they were like, no, we need to take one. I'm like, well, at least take two, because these two are right next to each other. And after like some negotiating, then they went on and said, okay, we'll take the two. And then after we test them, then we'll take the rest, you know, if they're non-cancerous. So like I said, they were non-cancerous. And so now I go back to take, you know, the rest of them out real shortly. Now, within like less than 2 minutes of Dr. Rimes looking at the photographs that I took of the sample that they took out of the tumor, looking at my head, my right side of my head and that whole thing, he immediately knew exactly what was going on. And he told me, what you want to tell? Okay, so it happened on the right side of my body, right? And it was like my head. So basically it was my right, everything that was on my right side was on my gallbladder meridian and my triple burner meridian. Mm-hmm. So he immediately pointed that out. And knowing what was going on, knowing what that was, he said, okay, how long ago did these tumors start forming? I pinpointed the date going back approximately around the time of my marriage and my divorce, because he called me on it. He's like, what happened? Something happened around that time frame that these popped up. And I said, oh, yeah, that was like around the time of me getting married and getting divorced and all of that. And so we started talking about that. And he's like, okay, these things manifest. Well, in fact, we got the master here. Why am I talking? No, can you please explain to these people what's really, what's going on? Tell them. Teach it
now. No, but lots of when you have those type of things that pop up, usually comes from mental and emotional stuff. But in the beginning, it hits those outer layers, those outer energy layers, or I guess call it the West aura.
And over a period, the aura?
Over the period of time, it'll manifest in the physical. And in her particular case, around those particular readings there, that little gallbladder, or the gallbladder reading, also deals with depression and anger. Mm-hmm. You know, so it takes a little while for it to actually manifest on the physical thing. Again, if you're going to cut, yeah, you can cut. But again, if that root cause is not addressed, then they're going to come back again.
They're going to come back if it is not addressed. Yeah. That is absolutely on point. Y'all hear that, right? So you can cut as much as you want, but if you don't get to the root of the problem and fix that, the problem is going to return. So we're working on some additional things for me so that I don't have that return. But another thing is, what did you say it was related to? Fear, anger, depression, mm-hmm. those sorts of things. That happens over time in life. It might manifest like however many 5 to 7 years later, but mm-hmm. these things could have been developing when I was 6 years old.
Could they? So it's like you come from the womb. While mama, if your mother's being carried, you're going to trauma mm-hmm. and drama. I had a couple of cases, kids come out of eczema psoriasis mm-hmm. because my mom was carrying, she's going to have a drama. Mm-hmm. So something you have to go back that far.
That's so true. And you have to go back to even what was going on like before you were born, possibly, before you were born. Like maybe about 9 months or a year before you was born, then what was going on while you were in utero.
Yes, yeah, I'm talking about it.
And then when you came out of the uterus, what trauma or whatever you faced at that point.
That's correct.
And your childhood, every stage.
Yep,
That's you know, and I got a bunch of stuff that I've, you know, gone through. So I'm not surprised that my whole ear is not like a trunk growing out of my ear at this point. But okay, but I just wanted to say, I wanted to give a real life example of the testament of how this man works and how proud I am to have him on my council of elders. And hopefully one day I can be a piece of that. I could be a, you know, just a part of that, because he is so wise. Like I said, I went to the doctor back and forth. They did biopsies with needles. Then they took surgery. They did this. Nobody knows what's going on. Less than 2 minutes, within a minute, he just looked at it and said, oh yeah, da-da-da-da-da-da. And he just started trying to explain it. And then he pulled out a book immediately and showed me pictures of that meridian. So tell people about the meridians and how different parts of the body have different tracks that they follow.
Well, again, the meridians are organ pathways so that she runs down. So it's hard to explain. But some meridians, like I said, run from there, some go from the top of the head to the toe.
So can we break it down in a way? So with the earth, right? Uh-huh. The earth, don't we have a prime meridian in the earth?
I can't count it.
You don't want to get into, okay. But ladies and gentlemen, please remember that your body is just like the earth. The you and I verse is just like the universe, and there's a correlation. But we'll come back to that anyway. Just like the earth has a prime meridian or a meridian, the body is divided into
energy pathways. That's all it is. Energy runs, you know.
So all he did was look at the pathway of where the tumors were. Yeah. And knew what was affecting me, or what, you know, what, man, I can't even, do y'all see how deep that is? And he called it. So why y'all calling the psychic hotline? Y'all need to just come in and check out somebody that knows what's really going on. For real, for real. So anyway, once again, if you want to get in touch with this living legend.
Oh, God, please.
With this humble, modest, but knowledgeable, wise, and great elder that's amongst us. Doctor, please tell them again your phone number. And your email address, Dr. Wilbur Rimes. What's your email address?
Wilbur906AOL.com.
And what's your phone number?
708-704-2076.
708-704-2076. Mm-hmm. Give him a call. And if you call and you don't get through the first time,
please leave a message.
Leave a message and he'll get back with you. I'd like to share a few testimonials about Dr. Wilbur Rimes. You've already heard what I've got to say about it, but I have a few Facebook testimonials that just popped up when I mentioned his name and showed, you know, a little bit of the work that we did together. One of those people were actually his student, Hammond Scott. Hammond Scott writes, "That's my Sifu right there." And he also says, "Thank you for celebrating such a great treasure to us all." All right. He doesn't know that I'm using this quote, but he wrote it on Facebook. And I just want you guys to know what was the instant reaction as soon as he saw, you know, the name Wilbur Rimes. Okay. I have another testimonial from Yishka Radcliffe. Okay. She writes, "From my experience with Dr. Rimes, I have benefited transformationally by his teachings and his healing. He has become my one and only doctor and healer. I highly recommend him and encourage anyone seeking to heal any disease that they experience in their lives, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, psychological, spiritual, to seek him out. I've had acupuncture, homeopathic,
moxie treatments, qigong, and kung fu lessons. I am his student for life. He is an authentic OG. Please feel free to contact me if you want to learn more about my experiences, but best recommendation is for you to call him yourself if you're serious about elevating your being. He is a person of highest integrity and care. He even makes house calls as well as consultations by phone in addition to face-to-face sessions. I believe I read that almost perfectly. There might be a few things that I didn't get exact, but for the most part, that is what she wrote, and I quoted her. People, get in tune with Dr. Wilbur Rimes. He is one of our elders, and he's got a great gift that he would like to share with all of us, and he's doing it why? To help people.
So what else would you like to share with the audience if they're interested in any of your services? Mm-hmm. Which are the qigong, the moxie treatments, the acupuncture. What else?
Also the
homeopathic medicine. Okay, so that's the big one, guys. If you have some
injuries, we got digestive medicine. We use for broken bones, pulled tendons, etc., etc., etc.
So you can get in touch with him. How? How can these people get in touch with you?
They can call me 708-704-2076.
Yes, you can definitely give him a call directly.
Please leave a message. Sometimes
please leave a message. Yeah, because we're not going to get into that. Another way to reach him, too, is you can, do you have an email? Or do you want, what's your email address?
Yes, Wilbur, 906@AOL.com.
Spell that Wilbur,
W-I-L-B-U-R, 906@AOL.com.
Okay, all right. So, this is on the Council of Elders. He will be, I will be referring people to him in cases if it's something above my scope.
If people want martial arts training, they really into self-defense, they also offer those classes.
See there, absolutely. So come on, guys, get in tune with our elders. All right, let me see. So I am going to be learning as much as I can from this wise man, but you feel free to contact him directly on your own if you need to get in touch.
Any type of questions, you can call him anytime.
Now, what's that number once again?
708-704-2076.
All right.
Any type of questions, for free.
Feel free.
Martial arts, healing, etc.
And acupuncture. All right. Okay, well, thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
All right, bye. Peace, love, joy.
Chicago's RedHotRadio.fm.